Anyway, I was trying to go to the loo, and there's about a million people in there.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, there's got to be a better place to have a pee.
Yeah.
So off I wandered up some dark, dank corridors, and I mean, where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this door, and it was a toilet. So through in I went, not knowing it's gentle ladies, but it's two urinals, so I think it was on the, in the right place. And there's one guy standing at it.
Standing at the stall.
It's one guy standing at one urinal, and one urinal free.
Okay.
So off I went to the other one.
Yeah.
To get on with the business. I looked around, it was Bob Geldof.
Cool.
I've seen Sir Bob's willy.
We won't go into details. No, I'm sorry, we're going to go into details.
You want to go into details?
Did you feel threatened at all?
Slightly.
You did?
I wouldn't lose sleep, though.
Hutchins must be a real outhouse, then, if that's the case, really.
Yeah, I said, hello, Bob. And he just went,
Yeah, he does.
In his best Irish
brogue. You knew who he was at that stage, yeah?
I certainly did. I nearly missed all of a sudden. If you know
wow.
What I mean.
So, did you hear it? You wandered backstage and you found yourself next to Bob Geldof.
Yes, and I saw
did security
willy.
Come and wail the tar out of you? Did you wander back out again?
I just wandered back out again.
Well, that's pretty good anyway. Do you keep in touch? No, you wouldn't keep in touch. No, you wouldn't keep in touch. All right, we're coming from the Brockwell Park Festival all morning. An imaginary event, but we're going to make it sound very real.